And he said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God. Verse 61, a third person said, I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home. And Jesus said to him, one of the most sobering statements in the entire New Testament, no one, after putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. If you're sitting here this evening with one foot in the church, I'm not done yet, but if you're sitting here this evening with one foot in the church and one foot in the world, that's because you haven't given everything to God. There may be 99.9% of you that wants desperately to be a Christian, but that 1.1% of your life that you're just bitterly hanging on to, and it can be a trial, it can be a temptation, it can be a hatred, it can be whatever it is that it is, that's not enough. God wants 100%. You know those old-timey pictures of those lion tamers? I always thought that was interesting because if you look at those old-timey pictures of lion tamers, and I think they still do it in today's world, those old-timey pictures of lion tamers, they have this big, ferocious lion that's in this cage, and this guy that's in there with them is all of like 5'7", and he's wearing this weird outfit, and he has two instruments. If you look at those pictures of those lion tamers, they have a whip, which makes sense because it's a lion. You know what the other instrument that they have is? A chair. Have you ever asked yourself why they have a chair? The reason that they have a chair is because when they hold the chair up and they hold the whip in the other hand, when they hold the chair up, that chair has four points. And the lion, because he's looking at his prey, can't focus on all four points at once. And because that lion can't focus on all four points at once, he is completely neutralized and incapable of doing anything. Paralysis by analysis is what we'd call it today. And because he's incapable of doing anything, because he can't watch all four points at once, that little skinny guy with the whip is able to completely dominate that lion. That's exactly what we are as Christians. When we look to God with 99.9% of our heart and leave that 0.1% just kind of hanging, we keep most of our eyes on God, we leave a little bit over here, a little bit on God, a little bit over here. And because of that, we can't give God our whole heart. One of the most haunting songs that we find in our hymn book, I don't know if it's here, I'm sure it is, but it's that song, All of Self and None of Me. And if you've ever sung that song, at least, and actually paid attention to the words, which it's hard sometimes because we sing these songs oftentimes over and over again. But when you sing those songs and you read that words, you notice the progression. Verse 1, it says, All of Self and None of Me. And this prideful man that's just saying towards God, I'm not going to give you anything. And then you know the fourth verse, don't you? The fourth verse that says in a very humble and a very meek and a very sorrow tone, none of self and all of thee. When Jesus called the 12 apostles to his side and called all the disciples that would be near him, he didn't call them to a lifetime of part-time obedience. He called them to a lifetime of eternal obedience. The one thing that Satan wants more than anything else is a church and a group of Christians that are partially devoted towards him. We talked last night about how he's already got the people that are in the bars. He's got the people that are in the brothels, people that are living the life however they want to. He's got those people. And he's got his sights and his eyes trained on us and people that have their eyes partially trained on God and partially trained on the world. Because in his mind, he's got you. He doesn't need to keep you 100% away from God. He doesn't need to make you an atheist. He doesn't need to make you an agnostic. What he needs for is you to pay just a little bit of attention to the world. And he'll take it from there. Don't you worry about that. When we talk about our relationship to God, it has to be so much more than just, I did this on Sunday, I did this on Wednesday, and I checked a little check mark off of my daily Bible reading. I did all the things that I'm supposed to do. It needs to become, as 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, where we can't wait to do, or we do his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. I wake up in the morning, and I think about how great it is to serve my God. That's the attitude that I should have. And shame on me for those days that I fall woefully short of that. And if you're here tonight, and for some reason you're apart from God, you're keeping 0.00001% on the world, and you'll give everything else to God, I would encourage you, take that little section and ask yourself, are you willing to be condemned forever for just whatever thing that is? And if logic tells you no, then cut that part out of your life and give everything over to God. And I'm going to encourage you to do it now as we stand, as we sing.